Premier, you talked a little bit about the funding that was announced today for the tourism and hospitality industry. I'm just wondering how much money is available in total through that contingency plan.
Well, we had $200 million in the contingency fund, and one of the things as we make announcements, and there's been a few in recent days about how we support our communities and our residents, we first of all and foremost, we look to the departments. I mean, there's been some reprofiling that will happen internally within the system, and when we can provide it, find it there, you know, that's the place that we will go first. And so far, there's a $200 million contingency fund that we'll give an update on soon, but some of the money from the tourism program that we announced today will come from that $200 million contingency fund.
And so the update will also talk about how much money is remaining, or do you know those numbers offhand?
Yeah, for sure. Good question. So I just want to just clarify that a little bit. So far, we haven't used much of that money at all, because first and foremost, what we do is we look to the federal government to see what level of support we can get from them on this, and we've been successful on a few examples there. Secondly, we look internally within the department themselves, because, you know, on the expense side, things have changed within the department as a result of this pandemic. So we go there. That's our second stop. And thirdly, we have the $200 billion contingency fund. We haven't used much of that at all yet. And so once we identify, you know, what we couldn't find in the department, then the last resort would be the contingency fund.